my cares, take my worries and blow them all away. For there comes a time in every man's life when he's got to break free. I got four good wheels and an endless road stretched out in front of me. I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down, and I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. The big engine whine when I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down, and I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town, and I can feel the wind blowing.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The announcement from the Government Office of Personnel Management coming during a midday meeting on Thursday.
You will receive your termination notice via email shortly, and it will include the reason for termination. As a result, your employment with the Office of Personnel Management will end today.
That audio obtained by ABC News, part of the thousands of layoffs announced this week by the Trump administration and Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is in Warsaw this morning praising Poland's defense spending with NATO. Ukraine says a Russian drone struck the outer shell of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant overnight. The radiation levels around the plant are, as of now, not elevated. Do you need to take out a small loan to give your Valentine some chocolates today? Cocoa prices have reached near record highs. Environmental factors are driving up demand and limiting supply. Most of the world's cacao trees are grown in West Africa. This is ABC News. Google and Apple have now put TikTok back on their app stores after President Trump promised they would not be fined for doing it. He put the law banning TikTok on hold. It's something straight out of Pinocchio. When the whale Monstro swallowed up just about everybody, including Geppetto, and it happened to a young kayaker just off the coast of Chile. The ABC's Andrea Fuji says he was grabbed and spit out by a huge humpback.
The 19-year-old was kayaking with his father on Saturday when the massive whale suddenly surfaced. Adrian saying he first thought it had eaten and swallowed him, adding the real fear set in after he resurfaced, scared that something might also happen to his father or that he would get hypothermia from the frigid waters. After a few minutes in the water, Adrian managing to reach his father's kayak.
The 19-year-old relatively unhurt. Experts say the whale likely wasn't trying to attack him and realized it was trying to swallow something too big. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risen Kizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. Get ready for the second big snowstorm of the season. Most of Wisconsin is under a winter weather advisory today and Saturday. The National Weather Service is predicting snow totals of 3 to 6 inches for most of the state, with heavier local snowfalls along the Lake Michigan shores. At the Capitol, a bipartisan bill expanding medical assistance coverage for postpartum women would extend Medicaid coverage for mothers from 60 days to a full year after childbirth. The bill passed in the state Senate last year, but Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has criticized it as expanding welfare. And it's slow going for the sturgeon spearing season on the Lake Winnebago system. WLUK-TV in Green Bay reports DNR wardens say poor water quality in the area is slowing the season, which runs till the 23rd or when the harvest cap is reached. Right now, only 50% of the harvest has come in. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Shopping with your parents can be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending. So you can go from,
we can be twinsies,
to,
how was shopping? Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids, control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Account subject to approval. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it. Safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with the USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit USPS.com/in the know.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be breezy and a little warmer today, our high near 25, and then snow will develop by mid-afternoon, continuing through tonight into Saturday, 3 to 5 or more inches of accumulation possible by the time it all winds down late Saturday afternoon. Turn your bathroom into the bathroom of your dreams for only $99 a month. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone, and now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give it damn, maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Never turn back, so you're leaving, caught me unaware. But the fact neon dawn. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who listened, yeah, might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lines. Now here's a quarter, call someone who cares.
I know that every morning you go thumbing through the personal want-ads. You grab the latest copy, a cup of coffee, and settle in for a good laugh. I've been trying to catch your eye, but I'm so shy. I'm hoping and praying that today's edition is gonna catch your attention. 'Cause there's a single white I should have put it in writing. Might have been a little reckless, a little desperate, but I think I did the right thing. Couldn't go on living, keep it hidden, so I'm telling you everything. It's my confession. I hope you get the message. There's a single white get the message that there's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell, she just might be your dream come true. A single white female is looking for a man.
Nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Well, Mama told me when I was 3, Lord, street will never get you nowhere. You take streetcar jumping and backbeat bum and get along like it in there. You hold your head up high like you're gonna fly. You take the bitter till you find the sweet. And when you got that crowd and screaming loud, you leave them sitting on the edge of the seat. Oh yeah, you gotta step, walk that walk, shake that thing, and honey, talk that talk. Hollywood, every New York dude, they keep you vibing till the break of day.
no time to rest, and you gotta feel blessed, cause you're gonna get it anyway. When you start to wail and your face turns pale, you gotta pump it till your pistol pops. And as the ego flew, baby, so will you, cause you're climbing all the way to the top. Oh yeah, you gotta step that step, walk that walk, shake that thing, honey, talk that talk. Talk that talk. Gotta step that step, walk that walk. Baby, shake that thing. Gotta talk that talk. Ooh, step that step, walk that walk. Ooh, shake that thing. Gotta talk that talk. We'll step that step and walk that walk. Baby, shake that thing. Gotta talk that talk. We'll step that step, that step, that step, and walk that walk.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Sawyer Brown, Step That Step, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. And this hour, we'll have our ag weather forecast, snow on the way. We'll be talking with Doug Rebout as well. Had a chance to talk with Doug at the Corn Soy Expo. He's the new president of the Soybean Wisconsin Soybean Association. So we'll chat with Doug here coming up this morning as well about some issues affecting Wisconsin soybean growers as well. Don't forget, next Thursday, it's the Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference. That's going to be at the Florian Gardens Conference Center. That's going to be from 9 to 3. And this is presented by Security Financial Bank. Just visit the SFB website for more information on that. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum. And recently, Mary Liedman from Robobank gave us an outlook on the world situation on dairy supplies and interesting things to look at. First of all, exporting-wise, the EU exports 30% of their product. New Zealand, Australia exports 30% into the marketplace. The U.S., 15% of product in the marketplace. South America, 5 to 7%. So you can see who the players are in the world global export market as well. China was a big player here in the early in the 10 years ago at this point, importing large amounts of product from New Zealand and from the United States and from South America as well. But in 2018, they expanded domestic production, and they went from basically 31 million pounds in 2015 to 41 million pounds in 2023. So they are now going from 70% to 85% self-sufficiency in China. One of the reasons that grew well was that the price for that milk in that growth phase was about 60 cents a liter, which would be about $30 per hundredweight. Now that price has dropped back and is really squeezing the marketplace on these dairy farms because they import so much feed into the country to feed these cows as well. Plus the economy is slowing down, and therefore there's less purchases going on as well. Certainly, when we look at the world butter situation, there's a big demand for butter. Unfortunately, Bill, we are not the low-cost producers on this one, as well as skim milk product. But our star is going to be cheese. And we are have some of the lowest priced cheeses in the world market. And cheese is increasing in popularity. And she predicted a price of about $23 per hundredweight in 2024 that is just ending here at this point. So she listed five factors that are going to be important when we look kind of where this is going. First of all, population. Certainly, where the growth going to occur? And they said about 75% of the growth is going to occur in Africa, India, and Pakistan. So that's where the real growth is going to occur, which also indicates opportunities to export product. As far as consumption patterns, the Indian population consumes about 220 pounds of dairy equivalent. Algeria in Africa, 11 pounds. China, 64 pounds. Japan, Korea, 132. The U.S. is at 660 pounds. Cheese, butter, milk equivalent here as well. And some European countries are even higher than us, especially on the cheese and butter aspects of it. Another factor that comes into play will be the growth. Where will we see milk increasing? We'll see some growth in the southeastern part of the world. Vietnam and Thailand is trying to increase their dairy production, although they have certain environmental challenges and heat stress in Canada at this point. We expect the U.S. to grow, she said, about 1.3%. They don't think New Zealand, Australia, or Oceania is going to see much growth because of regulations and the availability of land. South America could be a real superstar. Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay certainly can produce more milk very economically as well. And China's growth will be slowed because of their economy that's going on right now. Certainly, a big question will be Canada. If Canada did not have quotas, they are what she called a sleeping giant because they have tremendous land resources and feedstuff that could really produce a lot of milk in a short period of time. The last factor will be the population age. Children drink more milk, and therefore Africa and India will have a much younger population compared to China and the United States. So certainly that's another factor as well. So take-home messages, Bill. Certainly, there is interest in maybe moving to South America by some of our producers. There are risks and opportunities involved with that. Canada could be a real opportunity if they took the quotas away. Bird flu, as we mentioned earlier, is a factor affecting certainly California. And certainly, but Europe has their challenges with blue tongue as well. So we're not all alone with disease challenges. And the beef on dairy, she said, would have very little impact, but it will impact the number of replacement heifers and the value of those animals. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured on our Feed Forum Friday, every Friday, here on Dairy Radio Now.
Christopher Holton. It was a Saturday morning. Normally, I go for my normal walk.
With no warning, Chris suffered a near-fatal heart attack. Brian Buckley, a bystander, saw him collapse and perform CPR he learned from the American Heart Association, which saved Chris's life.
Looking at your hands, these two hands could save a life.
To learn more about how the American Heart Association helps save lives, go to helpheart.org.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Yeah. together. I try to think about Shakespeare.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Chris Cagle, and what a beautiful day here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, 2 above in downtown Durand. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, very quiet morning. Only the March contract is traded, and that's traded steady at 1979, April at 1936, May 1931, June 1862. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels up a quarter to 183, 40-pound blocks steady at 192. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, cash butter down a half to 248 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 130, no trades, and dry whey down three quarters to 56 even. And again, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets could be mostly higher once again today, even after the triple-digit gains yesterday. Now, heading into the markets today, be prepared for packer interest to improve in the Fed cash cattle sector. Now, so far, at least cash has been steady. The trade had been expecting potentially some lower cash prices. Meanwhile, hog markets, they are expected to open mostly higher. There is still some concern about some of the consumer demand. And also those lower pork cutout values also provided pressure yesterday. Could, though, see some short covering and some higher prices later today. February live cattle opened the day at 199.55, April 196.52, June 192.42. March feeder cattle open at 267.97, April 267.97, and May at 266.30. February hogs open at 89.37, April 93.10, May at 97.05. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher. After the reports came out that the crop conditions in Argentina have slid due to the dry weather, and that is helping to provide a big bounce really for all of the grains today. March corn up 4.5 this morning at 498, May up 4.75 to 510.75, July up 4.25 to 513.25, new crop up 1.75 to 474.5. March beans up 10.5 to 1040.5, May up 10 to 1057, July up 9.75 to 1072.75, new crop up 7.75 to 1053. March soybean meal up 410 to 296.80. March soybean oil up 22 cents to 46.47. Chicago wheat, March up 11.5 to 589.25, May up 11.25 to 603.25. Minneapolis wheat, March up 9.25 to 926, May up 8.5 to 640. Energy markets this morning, March crude oil up 37 cents to 71.66, April up 42 cents to 71.56. Meanwhile, March gas steady at 211, April up a cent to 233. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn at 439, March 439, April 446, new crop 413. Cash beans 945, March 950, April 967, new crop 955. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 446.5, March 451.5, April 464, new crop 422.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 460, April 468, new crop 424. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 438, new crop 422, cash beans 950, new crop 970. Cattle market, or Allied Cooperative rather, Blair, cash corn 443, new crop 423, cash beans 945, new crop 955. Grain bids from Red Wing Grains, March corn 466, April 475, May 477, new crop 433, March beans at 485, April 999, May at 1001, new crop 987. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and March corn 438, new crop 415, cash beans 954, March 958, new crop 973. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 190 to 221, Holstein fed cattle 165 to 189, market cows 110 to 138, bulls 130 to 169, calves 420 to 980, beef steers 264 to 455, and Holstein steers at 196 to 312. Sheep markets, market lambs 210 and down, ewes 180 and down, rams 255 and down, goat markets, does 345 and down, bucks 145 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 195 to 212.50, finished beef heifers 195 to 210, finished dairy steers 180 to 198, market cows 100 to 124, market bulls 126 to 178. Hog markets, market hogs at 60 to 81, light sows 68 to 70, heavy sows 70 to 72.25, and boar markets were at 26 to 29. That's a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-707-8989. 800-707-8989. 800-707-8989.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He sends her roses and lands he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around her. He makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow if I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong, things she needs to know. He tries to please her, calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I? Every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, ooh, it could have been different somehow if I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
Just walked down the street to the coffee shop. Had to take a break. I'd been by her side for 18 hours straight. Saw a flower growing in the middle of the sidewalk, pushing up through the concrete like it was planted right there for me to see. The flashing lights, the honking horns all seemed to fade away. In the shadow of that hospital at 508, I saw God today. I've been to church, I've read the book, I know He's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare. Open my eyes and man, I swear, I saw God today. Saw a couple walking by, they were holding hands. Man, she had that glow. Yeah, I couldn't help but notice she was starting to show. Stood there for a minute, taking in the sky, lost in that sunset. A splash of amber melted in the shades of red. I've been to church, I've read the book, I know He's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare. Open my eyes and man, I swear, I saw God today. Got my face pressed up against the nursery glass. She's sleeping like a rock. My name on her wrist, wearing tiny pink socks. She's got my nose, she's got her mama's eyes. My brand new baby girl, she's a miracle. I saw God today.
Locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
There's a sign there on your back. Says, I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, keep on going. Slow down if you're scared.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnekins, and from the Corn Soy Expo, thank you to our broadcast sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Annabis Silo, and the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley. I'm with Doug Rebout, and he is with the Wisconsin Soybean Association, and he's kind of the chair of some of the resolutions and some of the things that the Soybean Association is going to be working on here coming up in 2025. And Doug, thanks for joining us this morning. I know that at least on a statewide, one of the big things that the Soybean Association is very interested in is that agriculture road program from the state.
Yeah, that's something that the state just did last year, and we want to make sure that they continue funding that program because our roads have gotten in such disrepair that the farmers have been having problems getting products to market and just products from the fields back to their farms. And it's costing us as farmers and producers a lot of money. So we want to get these roads improved to save on us and just to kind of help with the safety on the roads. The less we're on the roads, the more safe they are.
Meanwhile, one of the big things, you know, with different crop inputs, I know we had the dicamba issue here a little, you know, last couple of years, but these inputs for Wisconsin soybean growers, we can't just throw everything out here. We got to have a little bit of calm, cool, and collected here.
Yeah, when we look at inputs, whether it's our insecticides, pesticides, everything, I mean, what we're doing is we're trying to be environmentally safe and sound, and all these things that the EPA is looking at is stuff that has gone through scientific testing. And we want to make sure that we can continue using these because they are safe products and stuff, because on our farms, we're using safe products because we're living on these farms. You know, we're raising our families on the farms. We're not going to do anything to hurt the environment and hurt our own families. So we want to be able to use these products that are tested safe.
Talking with Doug Rebout, he's with the Wisconsin Soybean Association here at the Corn Soybean Expo. Let's talk about exports. I know that the Soybean Association, obviously soybean growers, we sell soybeans overseas. But again, sometimes it's hard to get them from Wisconsin to where they need to go. That St. Lawrence Seaway, that to me seems like, why aren't we using that? We, you know, the Great Lakes, it kind of makes some sense to me. Is that another priority that the association wants to see used more?
Yes, the St. Lawrence Seaway is a huge addition. You know, it's been very underutilized in the past, and now with the DeLong port facility in Milwaukee, we're looking to really expand what we are exporting into countries, and it's opening new markets because before everything was going down the Mississippi and out from there. Well, if we all can only have to ship it to Milwaukee or truck it to Milwaukee and then out, it's going to save on us. It's going to be more productive back to us. And like I said, it's opening those markets to the EU and, you know, kind of that Northern Africa and stuff like that. And those are huge untapped markets that we can hopefully get into and open up more.
Talking with Doug Rebout, he's with the Wisconsin Soybean Association, talking about some of their priorities that for the upcoming year. A lot of these are state. Now, on the federal side, you know, what were some of the big highlights on the federal side that I know will be talked about coming up when we get to Commodity Classic with all of the national groups? But what are some of those priorities that on the statewide we want to see?
Well, again, trade is huge on the national market. And right now, you know, as farmers and everyone across America, everyone's kind of looking, going, what's going on with trade? What's going on with tariffs? And so we just want to make sure we're at the table and we're talking to, you know, our officials in Washington, D.C., saying, hey, make sure you remember what you're doing is affecting us. And whether it's an executive order or coming through Congress and Senate, we want to make sure, especially with trade, that we're able to get out there and do it without hurting agriculture. Because, I mean, in our opinion, the backbone of America is agriculture. As agriculture goes, so does the U.S. economy. So that's something we're really working on.
Talking with Doug Rebout with Wisconsin Soybean Association, I would think another federal issue as well is going to be the use of soy biodiesel, not only in trucks, but, you know, potential sustainable aviation fuel. We hear all kinds of things about that, but that tax Z45 credits, is that another area that's wanting to look at a little bit closer?
Yeah, 45Z went into effect January 1st, and it's working on tax incentives and, you know, basically used cooking oil coming in from other countries and giving them tax incentives. And when it came into effect, there was no clarification. The legislation and the different agencies out there never clarified really what the rules are. And that's our big holdback right now, is no one knows, okay, we have this rule out there, but what does it mean? How is it affecting us? And that's coming back and affecting us somewhat back here in the state, because we have companies like CHS that's looking at building a crush plant. Well, there's rules like 45Z that is kind of putting them on hold, along with many other things. But so we need to clarify some of these things with 45Z.
That's Doug Rebout. He is with the Wisconsin Soybean Association. I had a chance to talk with Doug during the Corn Soy Expo at the Kalahari in Wisconsin Dells. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Another storm system moves into the upper Midwest today, as it will head east across the plains today and into the Great Lakes tomorrow morning. It will bring snow starting this afternoon and into this evening. Looks like we could see 3 to 5 inches of snow expected. Now, another light snow event will happen as well on Saturday night, but we'll have near normal temperatures through Saturday, but then another bitterly cold air mass will be in place for much of next week. Winter weather advisory is in effect this afternoon until tomorrow morning. Partly sunny early, then becoming cloudy with snow. Snow may be heavy at times late this afternoon. Could see up to 2 inches, highs in the low 20s, south winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, snow likely in the evening. Total storm accumulation of around 5 inches. We'll have lows in the low 20s. For Saturday, cloudy, a chance of snow in the morning, highs upper 20s. For Sunday, partly sunny, a 30% chance of early snow with the highs near 8. For Monday, mostly sunny and cold, a high of 0. Tuesday, mostly sunny, a high of 5 above. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 8. For Thursday, mostly sunny, warmer, highs near 12. Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Most of us have seen a strange bird in the yard. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Close observation of bird behaviors and characteristics can help you pinpoint the species as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
I'm quite familiar with the usual birds that visit my yard, such as cardinals, finches, and sparrows. But every now and then a strange bird will fly in, and it'll drive me crazy trying to figure out what it is. Steve Dinsmore is an avian ecologist at Iowa State University. He says the best way to identify unknown birds is simply to watch them.
Observe seasonal patterns in birds. Practice field ID. Listen to vocalizations. I identify probably more birds by sound than by sight. And then learn the species habitat associations. There's a lot of correlations with that. A lot of birds are particular to certain types of habitats. And if you understand or get to learn what those are, coupled with some things that you might see or hear, that increases your ability to identify unknown birds.
Look at the bird's physical features and body proportions. Determine if it's sparrow-sized, crow-sized, or larger. Also, consider other details of the bird's appearance. Dinsmore says structure is a more reliable characteristic than color.
Color is useful, and certainly with birds it plays an important role in identification. But structure is something that varies a lot less. Lots of birds have plumage abnormalities, weird bill colors. There's just lots of variation in color. Structure, on the other hand, varies much less. Things like relative lengths of the bill, shape of the bill, depth, proportions of the wings, things like that are very, very useful.
Seasonal conditions affect when and where you see certain birds, as well as the time of day. Flight pattern is another clue. Most large birds, such as hawks and eagles, soar. Ducks and geese glide between flapping. Hummingbirds hover, and other birds, such as the American goldfinch, fly in a straight line and dip up and down as they flap their wings. Find more tips for bird watching at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside like my heart's from a big break. And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide the sorrow when I may rig right down and bow. Now the race is on and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. One day I ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. How I lived in fear of waking up each morning and finding that you'd gone from me. There's aching and pain in my heart, for the day was the one that I headed to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place.